Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, welcome to this Christmas Eve edition of the Worldwide Transmission Against Tyranny. It is Wednesday, the 24th of December, 2003. We'll be live the next 3 hours. We have Jack McClam, Police Against the New World Order, joining us to talk about the news and what we face in this global crime syndicate system in the next hour, and we're going to have wide open phone. Brace yourselves. The news is all extremely revealing as we chronicle the criminal activities of the global elite, also known as the New World Order. Rumsfeld, bet your life. Threat to U.S. is serious. This is the same guy that lies about weapons of mass destruction and mobile weapons trucks, but I take it very serious when the people who were behind September 11th, and we have the evidence, are out there warning us of more terror. They got Patriot missiles up in D.C., in New York. They got tanks rolling around, armored vehicles. They got aircraft in the skies, all part of training you that militarized society equals safety. Security raised in cities, airports, trains, you name it. They say Bin Laden's behind it. Bin Laden's about to get us. Why, this is the most serious it's ever been. Meanwhile, Bush has announced what we already knew was public, total legalization of anyone that gets here. In fact, if you're an illegal alien and you come here illegally, you get citizenship and a green card and then citizenship faster than someone who came here legally. It's total legalization. Ridge, a few weeks ago, said they were going to do this. Lord Bush has announced it. Already tried it 2 weeks before 9/11. ABC News, suicide bomber threat turns out to be false. I want to go over their false terror alerts of the past. Also, family sue, U.S. reject 9/11 bribe. That's the Toronto Star headline. U.S. government trying to bribe the victims' families of 9/11 to keep their mouths shut. And I'm sure you've already heard something we already knew for many years. Colonel Craig Roberts will tell you that his father died of the human mad cow disease. I've seen death certificates right here in Austin. Death certificates. I've shown them on TV. I've read the names of people who've died from mad cow in humans right here in Austin, Texas, buddy. Mad cow meat may have been eaten, officials say. Seven nations halt U.S. beef imports from Asia to China to Europe. Inspections for mad cow lag, those done abroad. Government experts shocked that meat was processed. It goes on and on and on. And it's big agribusiness that did this. 98% of the beef is totally safe and is raised on ranches and farms. But it's the big agribusiness feedlots that have done this, and it's still going on, and this will destroy millions of families, millions of individuals, hundreds if not thousands of communities if it continues. My family pays the property tax, pays for everything with cows in East Texas. And, they're land rich, money poor, and without the cows or with the price going to drop, it's just horrible. So we'll go over that also. U.S. reports first case, again, of mad cow disease. We'll be going over that. It is not the first case, folks. This is where they were unable to cover it up, and it actually made it into the news. Very convenient timing. China cracks down on unofficial worship. They've got their mobile death vans out doing their jobs. Get into Israel's nuclear program. It's all coming up here on the show, ladies and gentlemen, today. So you'll definitely want to stay with us. We'll be back on the other side. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have a man who's been fighting the globalist crime syndicate for over 20 years. Joining us in the next hour, one of my favorite guests, Jack McClam, Police and Military Against the New World Order. You don't want to miss that in the next hour. And he'll be able, of course, to talk about all the news we're going to be covering. We're going to have open phones here on this Christmas Eve edition of the Worldwide Transmission. Then you'll be able to tune back in on Friday. I'm going to have a rebroadcast then of this show, and I guess hear yourself on the air. There is so much to cover. We have mad cow disease, which has already been here for over a decade. They've covered it up. Again, I've seen the death certificates of the spongiform encephalopathy, people dying from it. I've seen death certificates of people I know here in Austin, Texas, for at least, 3 years. I've seen several death certificates. But this is hushed up real quick. The people get visits by men in black outfits, black suits, telling them they better keep their mouths shut. They tell hospitals, shut your mouths. Very, very serious issue. And again, I mentioned in the first segment, Colonel Craig Roberts says his father died from this. A lot of people have seen this type of stuff develop. I need to get Colonel Roberts back on covering that subject, because I'm going back in memory. We did a show about 2 years ago. It may not have been his father. Was it his mother? The point is, I hate to speculate, and my memory is failing me there. I ought to call Colonel Roberts up and have him on about that in the third hour if he's home. That's a good idea. I don't want to be announcing family members that have died and get it wrong. Occasionally my memory fails me, but I know we've had Craig on to talk about that and talk about the medical records. But I know people here in Austin, I have held the death certificate. I have seen it myself. Rumsfeld, bet your life, threat to U.S. is serious. The Pentagon on Tuesday conducted an exercise to prepare for a terror attack and widened warplane patrols around the United States amid fresh concern about threats to nuclear power plants and other vital infrastructure facilities. 2 days after the U.S. government raised its terror alert to the second highest level, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld emphasized the gravity of the threat. You ask, is it serious? Yes, you bet your life. People don't do that unless it is a serious situation, Rumsfeld told the Pentagon briefing. Well, Mr. Rumsfeld, you've been caught lying. Almost everything that comes out of your mouth is a lie or a fabrication or a twisting. And I have a whole stack of mainstream news articles where the CIA and the FBI say they've been ordered to put out fake terror alerts to, quote, create fear and hysteria. The White House press secretary, months before he resigned, admitted, yeah, these terror alerts are being put out for political effect. Why did Ari Fleischer admit that? That's an amazing admission. Rumsfeld, bet your life, threat to U.S. is serious. And now they're saying, I think there are commercial airline pilots who are about to attack us any minute from inside the cockpits, and the armored doors are only going to help them. They've got the military out. They've got the missiles out, the Patriot missile batteries out, saying, oh, we didn't do this before 9/11, but now we are. Oh, but you sure did about a year before 9/11 in Genoa, Italy, didn't you? You had the missiles on top of the roofs there. Then you claimed you'd never heard of a plan to fly planes into buildings. No, we just have hundreds of news articles where it had been announced years before 9/11. So what do you think about this terror alert? They're saying this is more serious than ever, and why everybody's afraid, and we're all in deep trouble. What are we going to do? Well, what are you going to do? And have you begun to realize who's really behind these terror attacks and why they're doing this? Report. Bin Laden behind terror threat. Intelligence indicates Osama al-Zahari approved plans to hijack foreign airliners. Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden and his chief deputy Zahari approved the terror plans that led U.S. officials to raise the threat level and heighten security through the holidays, intelligence officials told NBC News. But wait a minute. Back on Friday, they found the white powder on Pennsylvania Avenue in D.C. They said there was a female suicide bomber planning to attack the Statue of Liberty. Turns out those were totally fake and false, and no one will say where the threats came from, but they weren't accurate. Again, more of this fear-mongering going on. According to the report, U.S. intelligence has gathered details about the attack plans, which they say include al-Qaeda operatives hijacking foreign airliners and flying them into targets in the U.S. The information even includes some specific flight numbers. And the Pentagon is stepping up air patrols. Oh, you had air patrols for Payne Stewart, the golfer. 18 minutes after he was off course, he was surrounded by five F-16s. But in the most controlled corridor in the world, the D.C. New York corridor, it took an hour and 25 minutes until you did anything. Also, immigration reform, folks, on Bush agenda. And how are they going to reform it? Total legalization of anyone that can get here. And this is out of the Washington Post. They are praising Bush for this, saying how wonderful it is, and admitting that it will make every illegal that's here, every illegal that gets here, totally legal. You get here, you get a green card, you get IDs, you get welfare. You think we've got a lot of illegal aliens here from Latin America and China and the Middle East and Eastern Europe? Folks, you haven't seen anything yet. This is the Pan-American Union. We'll be going over that in a few minutes. I wanted to go back over these false terror alerts from Friday. ABC News suicide bomber threat turns out to be false. America suffered a spasm of fear and alarm yesterday as two reports of terrorist activity rapidly gained credibility. The discovery of white powder on Pennsylvania Avenue, pavement outside the White House, caused a serious concern, and central Washington to be cordoned off by police, who put in process a full-scale terrorist alert. Tests found that the substance was harmless. Also in New York, the stock market dipped because they thought there was a female suicide bomber. Turns out that was totally false. Going back, this is from WorldNet Daily, terror alerts manufactured. FBI agents say White House scripting hysterics for political effect. Intelligence pros say White House is manufacturing terrorist alerts to keep the issue alive in the minds of voters and to keep President Bush's approval ratings high, Capitol Hill Blue reported. And then I have the Associated Press, BBC, ABC News, Fox News, in the terror alert, fake terror alert archive of PrisonPlanet.com. You can go read that. You ought to email that link around to people so they can see the truth for themselves. But Rumsfeld says, we never put out fake reports. We never put out false information. You should trust us and bet your life on it. You're in deep trouble. Funny, the more liberty we give up, the more Homeland Security gets control of our lives, the bigger the threats, the bigger the attack. Better give up all your rights. The Toronto Star is reporting, family sue, U.S. reject 9/11 bribe, is the headline. Ignore deadline for compensation payouts, average $1.8 million. For some, it's blood money, a repugnant payoff they feel they have no choice but to accept. For a handful of others, hundreds and hundreds, the process of claiming compensation is too painful. They find themselves paralyzed by grief and unable to reopen emotional wounds barely healed from the deaths of their loved ones in September 11th terrorist attacks. But as many as 73 families see the process of the U.S. government compensation as an attempt to protect those who should be held accountable for what they believe was mass murder. They ignored a midnight deadline last night, their last chance to apply for the government cash. And today, they began a new stage in the arduous odyssey and will sue their government, airlines, and state and local authorities. By the way, we've had Stanley Hilton on. He represents 400 of the families. 400 of the families. We've had other people who are suing on and their lawyers on, talking about government involvement in 9/11. And the Red Cross, United Way, got caught pressuring families. Remember, they raised billions, over $1.5 billion. They wouldn't give it to families unless they signed waivers. Why would they have a dog in that fight? Can't have the money unless you say you won't sue the government. And that was money you sent in thinking it'd go to the families. Most of them never got anything, folks. But a lot of it did go to gun control groups, again, as I warned you it would. This may be uncharted waters, but I was thrown into a pool on September 11, 2001. Had to learn to swim, said Monica Gabrielle, who lost her husband Richard in the World Trade Center attack. I am doing this for my husband. He was a gentleman, and he was alive trying to get out of that building that day. The dead, the dying, the smoke, the terror. No one should have suffered like that. I want accountability. By the way, unnamed voices were on the speakers saying, everyone stay where you are. You'll get in trouble if you leave. Do not cause a panic. Stay at your desk. Meanwhile, some of the executives of the companies that were in the towers were on bullhorns. Get out of the building! Firefighters were in there. Get out! Get out! The voices, stay where you are. Stay right there. Stay right there. And that's on the record, folks. Stay right there. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. As two buildings are smoking. But they'd evacuate those buildings again for some white powder on the ground, which the feds do to scare people. Almost every federal courthouse in the country gets this white powder yearly to scare everyone. So sick. Mad cow meat may have been eaten, officials say, from Reuters. Meat from a cow with the deadly mad cow disease may have already been eaten, possibly in the form of hamburger. Washington State Deputy Director of Agriculture Bill Brookson said Tuesday, asked at a press conference if it was possible that the meat had already been consumed. Brookson replied, it is possible. Seven nations halt U.S. beef imports. We'll go over that when we get back, and we'll take your calls. Toll free at 1-800-259-9231. 31. There's this news and a lot more coming up. You'll want to stay with us.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, John Stadtmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. 321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
You've asked for them and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You've heard of it. You've searched for it. We have it. I'm talking about Coral Calcium. Buy direct from the manufacturer and discover what thousands already know about the benefits of taking Coral Calcium supplements. Online, CoralCalcium.com is an authorized dealer of authentic, as seen on TV, Coral Calcium Supreme and new Coral Calcium Supreme Plus, formulated by author chemist Robert Barefoot. Visit online, CoralCalcium.com, or call toll-free 877-330-1120 and add this natural, valuable mineral to your daily diet today. Scientists and nutritionists agree that calcium may aid in the prevention or improvement of over 200 illnesses and diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and high cholesterol, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, and chronic fatigue syndrome, to name a few. But the evidence also suggests that taking Coral Calcium daily may help to boost your immune system and increase energy. We all need calcium. Call toll-free 877-330-1120 or visit online coralcalcium.com and order yours today. Order now and receive a free pH health test kit and audio tape.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. We got a real treat for you today. We're going to have Jack McClam on in about 35 minutes, Police Against the New World Order. And then simultaneously at about 12:30, that is Central Time in the middle of the show, I'm going to have Colonel Craig Roberts on with him and both those guys together and myself on air for the rest of the show and taking your calls. So this should be extremely interesting and informative and dynamic listening coming up in the next 2.5 hours. We're about to go to Mike and Ed and Clint and Charles and everybody else that's patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Now, understand, I love American agriculture. My family makes their living off of ranching in East Texas. Most of the beef in this country is the best in the world. But in Europe and in the U.S., they started the practice decades ago of feeding rotten, decomposing animal parts, cows, horses, dead goats, you name it, dogs, cats. They throw it all into a big mix, chew it up into this protein meal and blood meal and other things that they feed to the cows. Now, a cow isn't meant to eat meat, folks, much less rotten meat or meat from its own species. And so this stuff got into the food supply. And now you've got all this weird Alzheimer's and all these new types of diseases, brain degenerative diseases. I just called Craig Roberts. It was his wife's grandmother, and he had another friend whose father died of it. So he's had a family member die of it, and he's had friends whose parents have died from it. I knew years ago he talked about that on the air. I couldn't remember the details. And sort of just blurting out this info. Why, I have no idea. I'm the first to tell you, folks. I catch myself. Sometimes we get bad info in our brains and just hope I don't have the mad cow. Okay, it's just a joke. But the point is that it's horrible. I mean, most of the beef in this country is raised properly. It's raised out in fields eating grass. Okay, and you give them some grain or range cubes in the winter. But these feedlots and the stuff they're feeding cows at these feedlots is ridiculous. It's out of control. And I've seen death certificates here in Austin. Okay, I've had people I know whose mothers and fathers have died, and they bring me the death certificate from the local hospital, and it says that they died of this spongiform encephalopathy. It's scary stuff. And so by not admitting it, by not stopping feeding them the blood products, that's still going on, folks. Still going on. And by covering it up, then the feds are going to get to come in and regulate the small farm, the small ranch, and you better believe big agribusiness is going to get even worse. These are the people, this is the FDA that has authorized irradiating your children's poultry, pork, and beef for the school lunch program. These are the people that ship in the raspberries and strawberries sprayed in human excrement for fertilizer out of Mexico, and thousands of children get hepatitis B and C. It's admitted, but never a major issue. They could care less about you. And there's major news articles, Associated Press, Rocky Mountain News, BBC, Reuters, where the Food and Drug Administration has been covering up the mad cow. So Colonel Roberts is going to talk about that with us, and we're going to talk about the police state and the terror alerts and the generals saying we need martial law and all this with Jack McClam and, of course, Colonel Craig Roberts, both of them military veterans, both of them veteran retired police officers. Both of them injured in the line of duty, SWAT team commanders, helicopter pilots, most highly decorated on the Phoenix Police Department. That's, you know, Jack McClam, Colonel Roberts, amazing guys. We're going to come back, though, and go to calls here after I finish up with the mad cow news. Mad cow meat may have been eaten. And that's the State Deputy Director of Agriculture there in Washington State. Seven nations halt U.S. beef imports. That was as of last night. Now I'm reading that it's more undetermined numbers. Japan and South Korea halted imports of U.S. beef on Wednesday after a cow in Washington State tested positive for mad cow disease, depriving American exporters of two of their largest overseas markets. Inspections for mad cow lag those done abroad. That's the New York Times. CU experts shocked that meat was processed. Russia considers banning imports of U.S. beef. Europe's banning it. USDA refused to release mad cow records. I'm going to try to hit on this, and we'll go to your calls and just a bunch of other news on the other side, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success. Until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was just talking to Mark, who runs the show during the breaks. I talked to him, and he was saying, yeah, why would they, who started this practice of feeding cows, dead sheep, dead dogs, dead cats? Oh, yeah, in England, there's video of them throwing every type of dead animal you can imagine, animals that were euthanized, you name it, in these big vats, and they just grind them up and turn them into this protein meal. And you feed an animal that doesn't eat meat, rotten meat. Now, a dog can eat rotten meat, folks, because they're designed to do it. They have a stomach that can do it. Cats can do it. But herbivores can't even eat meat, period. Then you feed them rotten meat, folks. Now, herbivores, that's what humans are, omnivores is what humans are. We can eat meat, we can eat plants, we can eat it all. But still, these prions do pass through the digestive process, do get into the bloodstream, do lodge in the brain that is made up of water and cholesterol. And they just stick in there and start growing and rotting holes in your brain, just like the aluminum does it, just like the fluoride does it, just lots of stuff in our environment that goes into the oil-based brain tissue and wreaks havoc. And so now 7 nations. Seven nations, including two of the biggest beef exporters, importers, I should say, that we export to, Japan and South Korea. And by the way, I've seen articles before where they find mad cow in this country. It'll show up in the Associated Press, and then suddenly the feds say, oh, false alarm. Why now are they admitting something that we've always known about? Why is that happening? And Mexico is saying they're not going to accept our beef. You know what this has done? Do you know what mad cow has done in England? Mad cow reduced the prices of cattle by about half, and then porting down bioweapons laboratory 4 years ago, publicly, a key word, released foot and mouth, they say by accident. Only a few hundred cows and sheep got it, but they killed 8 million sheep, 4 million cows. And I predicted that the government would not allow people to restock their animals, claiming that, well, you had too many cows and sheep to begin with. You're hurting the environment with their methane ejections, their flatulence, and also the runoff from their releases, their leavings. And so we're going to restrict who can restock, and that did happen. So what do you think about them apples, folks? And how is this going to affect our economy? I know it's going to hurt my family, who makes their living, who pays their outrageous property taxes with the cows they sell every single year. And I want to ask you, are you going to go enjoy that hamburger? Are you going to go, are you going to continue to eat beef? I mean, I've known about this for years, and I still eat it because it tastes so good. But again, am I going to get Parkinson's disease, which has exploded now? Am I going to get Alzheimer's? I mean, they got people who are 30 years old now going, oh, you got Alzheimer's. They got that guy on that show, Frasier. He's like 45 years old, can hardly remember his name now, can't remember his lines. He's got Alzheimer's. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. We'll get back into the terror alerts and the new 9/11 developments and China with mobile death vans killing Christians. And, oh, it's interesting news today. Mike in Illinois, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I'm supposed to have prime rib for Christmas dinner tomorrow, and I'm rethinking what I want to do with that.
Well, generally, they're selling the sick and here's the problem with beef. People usually sell their sick cows, and they keep their cows that aren't sick. And so these feedlots will sell their sick cows, and that goes right into your hamburger.
Right. So prime rib probably in bed. Let me ask you a question, Alex. You know, they're poisoning our water with fluoride, poisoning our brains with aspartame and Diet Pop and all that, and obviously everything under the sun is we're being affected by it. I mean, basically, what are we going to do? We're going to get, I mean, I know this is an information war. We want to get out the information to everybody, but as a aware person, what are we supposed to do? I mean, do we live in a cave? We don't know what to eat. You go to a store that sells organic vegetables, and really, how organic are they? You talked about how many times this stuff is made with grasshopper DNA and all that.
Yeah, they got cockroach in the major tomatoes. They got salmon genes in most corn now. Human genes in pigs we're eating. Folks, this is admitted. Spider genes are in a bunch of different things. This is happening, and the big pharmacological big agribusiness companies, executives have said, we're going to introduce it into the food chain, and then you won't have a choice. Everyone will just have to accept it. And then the new plants they're putting out take over the other varieties of the same plant where they can't produce seeds that produce plants. So they're stopping the life cycle. They're patenting and blocking and damming up the life cycle for total monopoly control.
I mean,
you realize how dastardly this is.
It's horrible, Alex. You know what? If they can't get you one way, they're going to get you through one other way. You got to drink and you got to eat. So they can get you that way.
Well, that's why you got to filter your water. That's why we do go buy organic beef. And right here at at the Central Market and the Whole Foods. They will tell you where it came from. I know the ranches and farms that beef's coming from. I know where they grow their tomatoes. They list this now because people are demanding it, and you can get organic food.
Right. I guess the only way we could do it, Alex, is just get the information out there. And I mean, let me ask you, Alex, what do we do? I mean, do you just not eat the beef? I mean, you just go organic, right? That's really all you could do.
There is organic beef. There's organic eggs. There's organic poultry. There's organic pork. There's organic lamb. And by the way, Cheetos just came out with organic. Now, I don't believe for a minute that it's really organic, but the point is they're trying to sell this to you now because I'm telling you, 20-30%, depending on what numbers I look at, are now going organic. We're forcing them by moving against them to start offering this. So they're definitely feeling the sting of people's awareness now.
Now, Alex, and that's the issue in what Washington State. It's probably just it got out to the wrong people, and they had to make it.
That's exactly it. Okay, there have been many other cases where a cow is convulsing all over the place. They go test it; it has the mad cow. And then suddenly you hear it. Many times it's been announced, and they say, oh, it was a false alarm. What they do is they go into hospitals, and the doctor will diagnose a human with this, and then they're told to shut up because the entire hospital would have to be destroyed because you can't get rid of these prions. You can't get them off the instruments. And so they will give you a false diagnosis. But I have seen cases where they do give the proper diagnosis, and then it's just hushed up. So there's a lot of this going on.
So the idea is you don't eat a McDonald's, eat organic beef. I do eat the cage-free eggs, Alex. I know if you've probably heard of those. They're brown.
Yeah, range-fed. Well, they taste 10 times better.
Yeah, of course they are. I had them for the first time a couple weeks ago. My brother had them. He says they're fantastic.
I've been eating range-fed. My mother would go to a health food store. This has been going on for 30 years. And buy those brown eggs. I eat a white egg. It tastes like, folks, organic on organic tomato. On organic squash, taste so much better. It tastes like something you grew in your backyard.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, Alex. And then you want to grow your vegetables in your backyard. I live in Illinois. It's good farming, good soil here for corn and whatnot. You want to grow your own vegetables, and you got to worry about the fallout from chemtrails. So they get you any way they can, Alex.
Thanks for the call. Thanks. I appreciate it. Ed in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
This is Ed in Canada.
Okay, well, a little closer to Mark. Go ahead.
Okay, a few days ago you were ranting about the alleged torture of Saddam Hussein. It didn't bother me personally because I believe an eye for an eye for these bloody dictators and mass murderers. But then some caller mentioned Rabbi Jacob Spivak, who is in favor of torture, and he wanted to debate you. Remember that?
Well, no, I said that I'm going to try to contact him and have him on.
He has his own shortwave show every night, and I listen.
Okay, sir, I'm not going to sit here and plug other shows.
No.
Let me just stop you for a second. Let's cover what you brought up first, Ed in Canada, okay? Are you listening?
Yes.
Okay, let's cover what you said first. Now, let me explain the Saddam Hussein thing for everybody. Saddam Hussein is a wicked devil. I stand against Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein, this is admitted, this is Republican congressional reports, this is not my opinion. Alphonse D'Amato had a huge report in 94 on this. He was hired in 54 as a CIA assassin to kill communists.
Yes, I know.
Let me finish, because this isn't just sound bites here, and then I'll let you talk. Then in the late 60s, he was put in as the head of the Baathist security apparatus. In the late 70s, he became the dictator of that country. He was publicly funded and told to attack Iran, given the weapons by our government. That's mainstream news. Then April Gillespie in 1990, 6 days before he invaded Kuwait, the U.S. ambassador told him, we're on your side, we have a treaty with you, not Kuwait, do whatever you want, we won't get involved. This is on videotape. He invaded. So let me explain something to you. If I walk up to you and I punch you in the face, Ed in Canada, my fist doesn't get punished. My brain does. My body, the person Alex Jones, gets punished. Saddam Hussein was the fist. And to watch the Bushes and the neocons sit there and go, look, we've punished our evil fist. Oh, aren't we good? Is a disgusting joke. Now, we never tortured people in the past. We shouldn't begin torturing now, because then we become Joseph Mengele. Now, torture is un-American, unscriptural, and bad. Do you want... Now, you go ahead and make your point now.
Well, first of all, Saddam got his weapons mostly from the French and the Germans.
That's not true.
And some from us.
Not true. They got them from us and the Russians.
And the Russians.
Well, he got the nerve gas, the botulism, the anthrax, the VX... the West Nile from the United States government.
And there's no doubt about the atrocities he committed. No doubt about it.
Oh, really? But North Korea is good. Let's give them nuclear reactors, and let's cut Taiwan loose to communist China that's killed conservatively.
And
conservatively, 50 times what Saddam Hussein's ever killed.
We also supported Joseph Stalin, remember?
Yes.
So, anyways, this rabbi just wanted to contact you. He said yesterday he tried it 4 or 5 times to get a hold of you, and you would not respond to his phone calls. He says you don't have the guts to debate him.
Well, I was nice and respectful about the person on the show. I've never even heard him and don't know who he is, but I wrote down the name and was planning Hold on a minute. Put him on hold. Hold on just a second. Now, this is 2 days ago, okay? And I've not been contacted by anybody, okay? Maybe I've got an email I've missed or something. But I respectfully said I'd like to debate that person. I'd like to hear, you know, discuss it. I'm sure he's a nice person. And then you call up blabbering about how, you want to torture Saddam and how I'm afraid to debate people. I'm the one. He didn't say he wanted to debate me. I'm the one, you peon. Excuse me, I'm not going to get mean here. Thanks for the call, Ed. I'm the one that said I'd like to have a discussion with this person. So that's just classic. Let me give you the number to my office. You can give the person this number. And I won't be in for the next few days. I'm going to spend time with my family, but I'll call them after the new year. It's or before the new year. I'll be back next week. It's 512-291-5750. 512-291-5750. Okay? And just everything you were saying, Ed, was a bunch of garbage. Okay? I'm the one that said I'd like to have a discussion with this person. I'm the one who talked about having a debate, and I haven't been contacted or I've been missed the contact. So yes, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of debating people. I cower in fear. That's what I'm known for. Torture is wrong. Torture is bad. Okay? You can't trust confessions that come from torture. You can't trust a government that will torture, okay? So I'm a nice person, and what I had to say about this was on the record. Somebody called in saying mean things about this person, and I said, don't do that. Not going to have that. I'd like to, discuss this and debate this with the person and find out why. I said a lot of good people believe in torture because they're not seeing things clearly, and that's what I said. And you call up all aggressively and mean, and I was aggressive right back to you, Ed. But we had another idiot caller who said that none of our planes got shot down over Vietnam and nobody got tortured. And against a wall of ignorance like that, I can't do anything for you. Okay? Now let's talk about real issues. Let's talk about the mad cow. Let's talk about the terror alerts. If you want to talk about torture, we can do that. But if you call up with a fairy tale, there's nothing I can do for you. Clint in Missouri. Clint, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. First of all, I don't think you would be afraid to debate anybody, quite frankly.
Well, I've been on national TV debating Lionel Chetwin, the head media takeover guy for Bush, right after he threatened me in a bathroom. I mean, I've snuck into Bohemian Grove. I walk up to police and military at checkpoints and get in their face, and I haven't been contacted or I missed the email.
Well, if you're not afraid to take on the feds, I don't see you avoiding the rabbi, but...
Well, I mean, my whole point is I was nice about this whole thing. And I'm not going to sit there and hear a bunch of garbage.
I just want to make a couple of real quick points, and then I'll get off and let somebody else get on here. First of all, I want to say thank you and let you know about a man that lives near me named Luther. I just want to let you know he constantly copies off your videos. He's taking them to the sheriff's department, the police department, the courthouse. I mean, he's been very active, and he's a real patriot. I just want to thank him. And second of all, I want to bring up the fact that a lot of Bush's claims and justifications for war is coming out now, and it's coming out in the mainstream, And now Condi Rice doesn't want to testify. Now they're saying the claims he made about the nukes are false. Now I've always had a theory that the mass graves that Sean Hannity's always talking about were probably caused by us selling out the Kurds. And then I read, I think it was on your website, if I'm not mistaken, that we had an active role in helping Saddam against the Kurds. And what I'm leading to is all of this makes me nervous, because if this really comes out and becomes a problem for the Bush administration, I just wonder if they're going to take the heat or if they're going to create a diversion.
Well, they already have with the terror alerts, and they've been caught putting out false terror alerts in the past. So that's what we're dealing with. Thank you. That's a good point that you made, Clint. We'll come back and talk to Charles and Michael and others, and we got Jack McClam, Police Against the New World Order, coming on, and then Colonel Craig Roberts, and we'll talk about torture with them as well. We'll talk about torture. It was wrong for Joseph Mengele. It's wrong for us to do it.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we've got Jack McClam and Colonel Craig Roberts coming up, and of course, loaded phone lines and a ton of other news items. A caller from Colorado just called in, Jay, and said that one of our wonderful affiliates out there, somebody popped in, unnamed person, and said, oh, we've tried to contact Alex the last 2 days 5 times. Folks, I get hundreds of phone calls a day, and I am awash in messages and information. I'll call my office, but I'll have Rabbi Spivak on right now. In fact, everybody don't call this number or they won't be able to get through. Whoever is breaking in over me or wants to get this person on and have a discussion about torture, I'll have it right now. Let me get my guest on for about 30 minutes, and then we'll have whoever wants to come on from either the Colorado Radio Network or this rabbi. And, you know, I did my show. What was it? It was on Monday, 2 days ago. And so, a couple callers called in and said, yeah, this guy's saying, you know, if, there's a bomb that's going to kill 100 troops. We need to, torture. Is torture good to save the troops if we've got one of these terrorists and can torture him to get the answers? And you know, that's the moral argument we've heard on this. And I said, how do you spell this guy's name? Yeah, I'll try to get him on. You know, it's like I say I'm going to get Ron Paul on, and 2 weeks later you hear him on. Or I say I'm going to get somebody on the abortion issue, and you hear him on a month later. To make a big issue of we've called him and he's not calling us. I'm a nice guy, folks. I'm sitting here wanting to discuss this with people. I mean, I bring people on who disagree with me all the time as guests. It makes for great radio. And, it fleshes out the idea. So here's the number live to this network to put somebody from the station, whoever popped in. And I hear nicely just said, well, we've tried to contact Alex. So, well, like I said, I told you I've gotten a lot of messages. I haven't seen it. It's 2 days ago, folks. Really just a day ago, Tuesday, after Monday. And I haven't looked at all my messages this morning. I've been busy getting ready for the show. But here's the number to the network. And please, listeners, do not call this number because then the person won't be able to get through. 877-996-4327. Let me give it out again. 877-996-4327, extension 125. Okay? And, again, that is not a number for listeners to call in. You call in on that number, Mark, I want you to hang up on listeners that call that number because we got to, as you know, keep that line open. So if somebody wants to call in, let's have a debate in the third hour, an hour and 3 minutes from now. I'll have a couple people on who want to disagree with me. It's not like we have to all hate each other and get in a big fight over it. Right now, let's do it. Let's go. I'm here. I'm ready. Because torture is immoral. When Joseph Mengele did it, when Hitler's people did it, when the Japanese did it to our troops, when the Vietnamese did it to our troops, it's wrong. And I stand against torture. It's un-American. And I know how these arguments work. The media has been selling us these arguments, that it's a good thing. And a lot of people that I know are going, yeah, maybe it's good. And so I'm not saying, that people that have bought into this are even bad. I think they're misled. And so I've been nice and friendly about this the whole time. Having a debate doesn't mean we have to, descend into getting mad at each other. And so I'm here right now. Let me give that number out again. 877-996-4327, extension 125. So I want to get the Rabbi Spivak on. Don't even know who he is, never heard of him, except since Monday. And I'll have anybody on who's prominent out there who thinks torture is okay in certain circumstances, because I disagree with that. That goes against my code of honor. So I'm here waiting, and so that's what it comes down to. Okay, I know we got loaded phones and we got a bunch of guests. We'll get to your calls, our guest, and a bunch of other news items. Didn't even plug my videos this hour. Too busy dealing with this.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.